You're listening to SBS News.
这是什么字？
上。
组个词吧。
上。
For Chinese language teacher Yongfei Lin, education is her lifelong passion. So when she migrated to Australia, getting accredited here was paramount.
Teaching for over 15 years, it had become part of my life. It's a habit. And the only way that I can seek like a pleasure from the job.
But even with years of experience, transferring her teaching qualifications from China to Australia was complicated, and much of her study was not applicable.
Few of the units can be transferred because the system is absolutely different, Western and Eastern style, and also with a language difference, bigger difference, and the pedagogies.
Now, with the help of a special university course, Ms. Lin is set to be working in Australian schools in just a year's time. She's one of 60 teachers who have begun a Master of Teaching degree through Sydney's Community Languages Institute and its partner universities, Western Sydney University and Australian Catholic University. Its aim is to offer a smooth pathway into the mainstream Australian school system. The cohort has just finished their first year of the degree. The Languages Institute Director, Professor Ken Cruikshank, says Ms. Lin's story is not isolated and there's a huge amount of overseas qualified teachers currently locked out of the system.
We estimate there are about 6,000 teachers in Australia in this situation. We did a study last year of the teachers in the New South Wales Community Languages Schools. And what we found is that 80% of the 3,000 teachers want to be teachers in Australia, but only 2% have made it. So basically you've got this huge pool of teachers with skills in science, maths, every area, languages, who are unable to get into the system.
Professor Cruikshank says the process is currently overcomplicated, time-consuming and expensive.
And many of the teachers go into the community language schools, they do the volunteer teaching, and then they think, I'd like to be a teacher in the day schools. But the problem is that, you know, where's the pathway? And we found from our survey that it was the lack of information, it was not knowing where to go, it was how to upgrade qualifications, how to get their English improved, everything. There was no pathway for them.
The vast majority of those enrolled in this course, considered the only one of its kind in Australia, are also women, many of whom have already had children. For that reason, the course has been built to be flexible, offering weekend, online and school holiday classes. Program manager Maya Kranich explains.
We have negotiated with other universities to offer a tailor-made calendar and timetable which allows people who have children and jobs and are still working in the community language schools on the Saturday to participate in a tailored program which is modified from the full-time program and fits in with all these various responsibilities.
Ms. Kranich says the course also includes careers advice and English language support.
And then, of course, there's the barrier of passing the English tests. Every university has slightly different requirements, different kinds of English tests. So that's another barrier or another step. And unless you can afford it, preparing for those tests is very expensive.
Even on a Saturday morning, Anna Chokekchan's Armenian language students give her their full attention. The Armenian-born IT professional is also completing the course. She's planning to use her expertise to teach business and commerce to high schoolers.
At the age of 42, I decided to listen to my heart and just to start. I had the opportunity and offer to start working in a community language school. And this is how I started my first steps I would say, in professional teaching.
Advocates like Mr. Cruikshank say the teaching workforce is ageing in Australia, meaning the country must prepare for a huge demand of teachers, especially in science, technology, maths and languages. And employing a more diverse range of teachers should also be front of mind.
Our problem here is that although something like 20% of our students have a language other than English at home, only about 10% of the teachers do. So we need teachers in the schools who are bilingual, who are bicultural. That's the benefits.
School students in New South Wales set to reap those benefits from teachers like Ms. Lin and Ms. Chokekchian by 2022. And the pair can't wait either.
This is an opportunity for teaching staff to understand them better, to appreciate their cultural identity and to promote, to inspire them to preserve it. That actually is something that probably teachers with other backgrounds can bring into multicultural Australia's education.
I want to do something for the community. I find that there's a huge need for the high quality teaching in my mother language. It's like a fire, you know, start. Small fire start, the wish, the light of hope. Yeah.
The course is set to accept another 100 teachers in 2021. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.